Friday morning.
Fake news.
Fake news. We give you three news stories, two of which actually factually things that happened on our planet. Two of these stories are true. One of them not. If you could tell us of the three, which is the fake news story at 817-877-1921, you're going to be set for the UFL, otherwise known as completely Taylor Swift free football.
Oh,
that's right. No guarantees, though, that it wouldn't be turned in, the UFL, into a Hallmark movie. Anything they can apparently turn that into.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, your mom could write it.
Probably.
This is like everything she's ever dreamed of.
The Rock. And a Hallmark. Okay. But pair of passes right here. All right. With the three news stories, are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Heather Lee.
Number one.
Jennifer Lopez on the hunt for a new man in the wake of her latest divorce. And as we all know, she's dated them all. Actors, singers, athletes. And now she may be going into politics. Apparently the diva thinks someone with lots of respect would give her image a big boost. She loves power and influence and has her choice of those lawmaking bachelors. Some of the big names she's entertaining include Donald Trump Jr., which would be interesting considering his ex is now hot and heavy with Tiger Woods.
Story number one.
Number two.
Losing a pet is one of the toughest things you can endure, but don't worry. Lauren Kane of Redlands, California, has a wonderful way to keep your loved one's memory alive by making their fur into a bikini top. Although some view taxidermy as morbid, she disagrees. Takes a lot of pride in her work and approaches it from a non-judgmental place. You can also get their bones made into art pieces or their entire body preserved forever just to sit by the front door.
And story
number three.
You know, there's a lot of ways to celebrate. When you get a touchdown, you can do the hammer dance. You can spike the ball. You can pray like Tim Tebow. But wiping your nose, not appropriate. The NFL says the signature move from CeeDee Lamb is a violent gesture. And any players caught doing it will be rewarded with a 15-yard penalty. Apparently, CeeDee already planning a new way to mark the occasion.
Goodness gracious. Here we go. All right. So we got J-Lo wiping nose and no nose. All right. 817-877-1921, which is the fake news story to quickly review. Is it story number one, J-Lo on the prowl, and this time for a politician? Is it story number two, the lady in California that's now making pet fur bikinis?
Tickled Guinness to the beach.
Or number three, the CeeDee Lamb TD celebration where he wipes his nose or even gets a first down. NFL says, stop that.
Mm-mm, no.
Which of those is the fake news story? Who's this? Where are you? What's up?
Danny from Mansfield.
Danny in the Mansfield. How are you, brother man?
How are you?
Well, you're good. Sounds like you're upright and mobile. Where? Oh, you're driving back into town, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you been all week or longer?
Just here and there.
Here and there.
Everywhere.
I've been there.
He's Danny.
Uh-huh.
He's from Mansfield.
They're putting a new Buc-ee's up right by there. By there.
Oh, yeah?
Not here.
Okay.
But there. Look for it, Danny. It's probably already there. Which is right by there, in here.
And now I want some beaver nuggets.
Here we go.
Thanks.
Okay, you're first up in Friday morning of fake news, Danny. One, two, or three, what do you say is the fake news story?
I'm thinking maybe one.
Maybe one?
Yeah.
Is that by, you're not sure about it, your location, or are we going with number one? Number one's right by there.
Number one.
Yeah, number two's by here.
Who?
All right, so you're saying number one, the J-Lo wants herself a politician.
Yes, sir.
All right, the survey says.
He's right.
Oh! All right. I can see that one.
Right.
That's the one I actually thought would...
Well, yeah, but that's only because she's... Who hasn't she dated?
So she's not interested in politicians.
I mean, she could be interested in politicians, but I don't think she's on the lookout
it's not
for politicians.
Confirmed.
No, huh?
Okay. Possible surrogate for the next Elon baby?
Oh, dear.
No, we
don't need any more of those.
Sorry,
we're full. Things
got so weird. Well, that's good news for you, Danny.
All right.
That's bad news for what the heck is Miss Kane of California doing there? What?
She's taking animal skins, so not just ones that you catch in the woods, but your pets, and making almost anything you want. You can take the bones and make modern okay. arms.
All right. That's weird.
For a bikini.
That's fun. I bet she's also not looking for a politician either.
I don't think anyone's looking for her.
And then we have the TD celebration. The NFL says you can't wipe your nose
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, you got boogers. You got problems. Don't wipe them.
I did actually hear about this. It has something to do. It's like a gang sign that's signaling, like, you know, go take that person out if you wipe your nose.
Really? Keep it real.
An allergy season right there that takes out like half a Compton, for crying. It's not good.
It's terrifying.
Danny,
get a
you
tissue.
Are going to the UFL.
All right. Thank you.
Friday more fake news solved.